The text from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In this text, St. Paul is setting up two contrasting situations. One is based on the truth and reality that he knows and believes. The other is the opposite, based on a frightening situation. He describes the frightening aspect of what did not happen in order to emphasize the reality and importance of what did happen. The text begins, "If Christ is not risen." To us Christians, that's an absurd statement. God promised, Jesus promised. Jesus is the Almighty God who must live forever. He has power over all things, including death. St. Paul is reminding the Corinthians and us what it would be like without Easter. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If Christ did not rise again from the dead at Easter, then our sins are still on us. We are in the deepest of all troubles, condemned to everlasting judgment and punishment from our righteous and holy God. The only thing then waiting for us after this life is hell itself. Maybe we take that too lightly nowadays. Who really worries about hell? But shouldn't we? To be separated from God forever? That is as frightening as anything can possibly be. That takes away any real hope that we might have for this life and the afterlife. It gives us no reason to live. And that applies to our fellow believers as well, to our friends and family who have died already trusting in Christ. Paul says, if Christ is not risen, then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If Easter is a lie, if Christ did not rise from the dead on Easter morning, then those who died trusting in him died without hope and now are lost forever. One of the greatest questions people have is, what happens after this life? What is there without Christ? Paul considers another thought. What if Christ helps us only in this life? And what does he say? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. This is what is often called Christianity in many places. People say that they follow Christ, that they look to him for guidance and help, but they look to him only as a moral teacher, a social leader, a gentle and pacifist guru who never condemns anyone for anything. But then they haven't read the scriptures, and they don't really know Jesus at all. Jesus condemned the Pharisees and others for trusting in themselves instead of trusting in God, for their self-righteousness. And he corrected his own disciples for wrong thoughts and lack of faith. If people know Jesus only as a guide for earthly living, as a political figure or an earthly philosopher, then they don't know the Jesus who died for us, who will come again to judge the living and the dead, who is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty in heavenly glory. To know Jesus is to know him as the risen Christ, the Savior who died on the cross, the God who has power to forgive sins, the God who has the mercy and compassion to give us that forgiveness. St. Paul sets up these empty and absurd situations. Christ still dead in the tomb. Christ is an earthly teacher only. Our sins still burdening us and no hope of eternal life. And then he says, we are of all men the most pitiable. But all this leads to his main point. Now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. That's what we celebrate each Sunday when we gather in commemoration that Christ rose on that first day of the week, that sacred day we call Sunday. That's what we celebrate this Easter season when we hear of how Christ rose from the dead and made this known by his appearing to Mary and the other women, to Peter and John and the other disciples, to the two men walking on the road to Emmaus, to more than 500 people at one time. The historical records are clear and accurate. This is reality. Christ is risen. And the result of that reality of Christ rising from the dead is this. He has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. What does that mean? He's the first one who rose from the dead and now lives with God in heaven. And he grants that to all of us who believe in him. For he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. There you may be also. Where will you be 100 years from now? Maybe we don't know where we'll be 1 year from now or 10 years from now, but through Christ we have the assurance that one day we will be with him in everlasting life because he rose from the dead, because he paid for our sins, and that is the whole point of Easter. Easter means new life in heaven. Not just the change of the seasons, not just springtime when things come back to life from their dormant stage over winter, but life coming out of actual death, real death, our death, Jesus' death. And now, because we have that life in heaven, we reflect that in how we live here on earth. We do not sorrow as those who have no hope. We do not fear death and judgment because Christ has forgiven us. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Our lives on earth matter even more now that we have a heavenly home to prepare for and look forward to. And if we look at our text again, we see what Paul is saying. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. But Christ is risen and our faith is fulfilled. If Christ is not risen, you are still in your sins. But Christ is risen, so our sins are forgiven. If Christ is not risen, then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. But Christ is risen, and those who have died in faith are now enjoying the eternity of bliss in heaven. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But we have hope in Christ also for the life to come. And so we are of all people the most joyful and the most hopeful. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you rose triumphantly on Easter morning and conquered sin, death, and the devil. Be with us and strengthen our faith that we may not doubt or lose heart, but firmly believe and join you and all believers in the life everlasting. We ask your comfort and blessing for the families of those affected by the terrorist attacks and persecution in Sri Lanka and around the world. In your mercy, you have received the souls of our departed brothers and sisters into your loving arms. We also ask you to watch over those affected by the earthquake in the Philippines. Be with the injured and grieving, granting them strength to trust in you and to continue to serve you in faith and assurance through the resurrection to eternal life. Lord Jesus, prepare places for all your believers and raise them up to eternal life to dwell with you in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.